morning. Yesterday, Eskom implemented stage 2 load shedding from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. this morning owing to system constraints and depleted emergency resources. In a statement, Eskom says they've been using pumped storage schemes and open cycle gas turbines in order to supplement capacity. The inquest into the death of anti-apartheid activist Neil Agut will continue, with a new witness expected to testify in the High Court in Johannesburg today. Former Director General in the Presidency, the Reverend Frank Chikane, finished testifying yesterday after speaking about the torture he and other political prisoners were subjected to by the security branch police at the then John Forster Square police station in Johannesburg.
They put me on a broom, hanged me with my head facing down until I lost consciousness. They made me stand for 48 hours to 50 on a set of bricks, at times chained against the heater. They changed shifts, 8 hours per shift, and kept me awake for 48 hours, interrogating me, beating me up.
100 men have been arrested for drug trafficking since 2017 in Mauritius, traveling via O.R. Tambo International Airport. Anti-drug activists warn that the number could be higher. Director of Locked Up in a Foreign Country, Patricia Gerber, revealed the stats in Bromfontein, Johannesburg yesterday.
You've got the mule, which carries large amounts. They are protected through customs, corrupt officials, corrupt police, at the airport, who all have a finger in the pie with a drug lord. The people that are being arrested are the people that are recruited. They've never left South Africa. They're vulnerable people, but they're recruited for the sole purpose to be arrested so that the drugs can go through.
The World, just recapping your top story at 6, the World Health Organization, WHO, have declared that the coronavirus epidemic now constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. For 5 News, I'm Sureshni Ryder.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Right, I feel you because I was stuck in this particular bit of traffic. If you're anywhere on Bayers Nadir, so you're heading towards the N1 highway, there's usually a traffic light at Jim Fisher coming up from Velterfeden as well. You're going to get stuck.
Strange, because I took that exact same road and I think I was like one of the only cars.
Really? Because I'm close. Okay, this strange. Is close. Your part of Bayers is different to my part.
Another
of Bayers.
Bayers, yeah, maybe, in
because this is the Bayers that's towards from Crest
so
upwards.
I love watching it now. Let's see. She does this. She's so good at this.
Okay, this is Rand Park Ridge area. This is between Lifestyle and the N1 highway. So if you're anywhere in that particular junction, you're going to get stuck. Traffic lights are out. It's also stuck towards the N1 off-ramp.
Strange, because I didn't see any robots.